Gemara says on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Mumaroch on the Velos L'Tayovan Divrei Kol Posel. Hachis Sabaya Amar Posel Rav Amar Kosher. So if someone eats nevela l'tayavon, is a taiva for nevela, so then everyone says posel. Even Rava will say that he's posel eidus. But mumah lahachis, if he doesn't have era lahachis, so then that's machlokas abayin Rava. What's the machlokas? It says the Gemara. Abayi amar posel davali rosha v'rachman amar al tashas rosha eid. Rava amar kosher rosha duchamas be'inan. Abayi says that even rosha lav duchamas is posel eidus. Mumah lahachis is a rosha lav duchamas. It's not for money. So he says he's posel eidus anyway. And Rava says, no, Rosh HaLechamas be'inan, only Rosh HaLechamas is posel eidus, and not Rosh HaLav Lechamas. So the first kasha that you ask on this Gemara is that if Rava holds that Davka Rosh HaLechamas be'inan, so why is Mumah L'Tayavan posel eidus? There's no chamas in eating the Velos L'Tayavan, no? So why would Rava say that he's posel eidus? So Rashi explains, the kevin de mishum mamon ka'avid ha'shchicha bezolt fei mideh hetera have like a rush of the chamas upasal la'edus. That ochel nevelas l'teyavin, we're talking about a case where the nevelas are cheaper than the basa shchuta, which is normally the situation, right? So if nevelas is cheaper than the basa shchuta, so then he's like a rush of the chamas because he's doing something l'teyavon l'taivas mamon. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. That rush of the chamas means if he does an avera l'taivas mamon, so then he has a din of Rosh HaLechamas. He does an Avera for mammon. So if he does an Avera for money, he's posel eidus according to Rava. That's how Rashi learns. The Rif seems to learn differently. Because the Rif says on Daf Hey Amud Beis in his Dapim, Mumar Ochel Nevelos L'Tayavon Divya Kol Posel, Kofen V'Ochel Nevela Kofen Ami V'Shokel Abba Azuzi Amasid. The Rif says, why is he posel eidus? Because Kofen V'Ochel, he eats when he's hungry. He's hungry, he'll eat nevela. So if he's hungry, he'll take four zuzim to be made eidus sheker. What's the Rif saying? Is he a Rosh HaLechamas? Not necessarily that he's really as a din of Rosh HaLechamas, but he has the same halacha. He's not really a Rosh HaLechamas, but he's choshed l'shaker. Just like a Rosh HaLechamas is choshed l'shaker l'taivas mamon, right? Because of taivas mamon, he's choshed l'shaker. The Rif seems to be saying that a mumah l'teyavon is posel eidus because he's choshed l'shaker. Kofin ve'ochil nevela, kofin nami ve'shakal ha'bazuzi. He doesn't define him as a Rosh HaLechamas. It's not that technically he's a Rosh HaLechamas, but he's posel eidus anyway. He's like a Rosh HaLechamas in the sense that he's chashuv l'shaker. It's a little different than Rashi. According to the Rif, you get the impression that a mumah l'teyavon will be posel eidus even not l'taivas mamon, stam l'teyavon. Right, let's say a person eats chazer. He can't get chazer. Right, chazer is not cheaper than basa shchuta. It's different than basa shchuta. He likes to eat chazer. So, according to Rava, he's pasul eidus. Why? So why should we define him? Should we define him as a Rosh HaLechamas? According to Rashi, lechara he wouldn't be pasul eidus because there's no taivas mamon involved in it. According to the Rif, you don't need taivas mamon. Taiva ba'alma is enough to pasul eidus lefi Rava. Ah, but he's not a Rosh HaLechamas? No, he's doing me the Rosh HaLechamas because we're afraid he'll be Choshev L'Shaker. Just like he'll be over this Avera L'Te'ovan for his Taiva, so too he'll take Dalet Zuzi L'Taiva. He'll want the Mammon, so he'll take that Mammon L'Te'ovan and he'll be made an Eidus Sheker. We pointed out a number of weeks ago that Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes and Daf Chavhei Amadeis and Daf Chavav Amadeis seem to perhaps might argue with this issue as well. This is how the Ran suggested this in one day. That maybe the Machlokas of Nachman Rosh Sheshes is within Rava, where the Rava says that Mumah L'Teyavon is Posel La'edus only L'Taivas Mammon or even L'Taiva Ba'alma. Which Machlokas we were talking about? So Rav Nachman says Choshed Al Ha'aroyos is Kosher La'edus. So let's just explain simply. It's a Machlokas what the case is, but let's explain simply that it's talking about Ba'al Ha'erva Mamish. That's how the Rif seems to learn. Who else? The Balamor and the Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam learns like that. Rabbeinu Tam and the Rif. The Balamor and the Rosh They both say the choshed al arayas means he's only choshed, he's misyachid with the arayas gaslibo behem, but he's not ba'al erev mamish. So let's just assume that he's ba'al erev. That's how the Ran is assuming as well. So what's the machlokas? What? The Nachman says choshed al arayas is kosher la'edus. Rav Sheshes responds, Abayim b'katfe v'kosher. He's going to get malchus. We give him malchus. Even if there was no hasra, we give malchus on Lotova Shmua. We give malchus for Baal, if there's a chashad that he was Baal Erva. So what's the machlokas? Why would Rav Nachman say these kashal eidus Rav Sheshes argues? So the Ran in one pshat suggests that maybe they're both going aliba de Rava, but the shayla is over here. There's no taivas moment involved. It's some stam taiva ba'alma. Rav Nachman holds that mumma l'tayavam l'tayva ba'alma is kosher, that you need dafka taivas moment. So because there's no taivas moment involved, that's why it's kosher la'edus. Rav Sheshi says, no, mumma l'tayavam is posel la'edus l'fi rava, not because of taivas moment, but stam taiva. Because if he's over an avera l'tayva, we're afraid that he'll also take money to be made in edus sheker. Okay, so that these two approaches, Rashi and the Riv, it could be a machlokas amaroim within one day in the Ran. Okay, questions? The machlokas Abai and Rava, though, is not about mumma l'tayavam, but rather about mumma l'hachas. Is mumma l'hachas kosher l'edus, or is he posel? So machlokas Abai and Rava, whether dafka rosh l'chamas is posel l'edus, or even rosh l'av d'chamas. Mumma l'hachas is the case of rosh l'av d'chamas. So the question is, what's Abai's shita? We paskin like Abai. This is another one of the Yalkagams. Abai holds that even rosh l'av d'chamas is posel l'edus. What's the nature of that halacha? Should we say that Rosh Alav D'Chamas is somehow fundamentally different than Rosh D'Chamas? That Rosh Alav D'Chamas is possible because of Exer HaKosev? It's not that he's Choshed L'Shaker. Rosh D'Chamas Mestam is possible even if it is Exer HaKosev, but he's also possible because it's Choshed L'Shaker. Rosh D'Chamas, Taivas Momena, what's the Shaila? Of course it's Choshed L'Shaker. But the question is, what's the din of Rosh Alav D'Chamas? Mumma L'Hachis. He doesn't have Er L'Hachis. He's possible La'Egis. Why? Is it just Xeris HaKosov? He's not Choshe L'Shaker. He does have Eris. He's a Bala Be'era. So he has a Psulaguf. It's like Korov. If someone is a relative of a Baldin, he's not allowed to testify for him. What? Because he's Choshe L'Shaker? Not necessarily. Right? If he's a Tzadik Hador, he's not Choshe L'Shaker. The Gemara in Baba Basi says, I feel a Moshe V'Aaron can't testify for their Korovim. So it sounds like even if they're not Choshe L'Shaker, they're still Posel Eidus. It's Xeris HaKosov that a Korov is Posel, like the Gemara has on Chavzayin Amabez. They're Psukim. So, should we say that according to Abaye, Rosh Alav D'Chamas is the same as Karav, similar to Karav, it's Xeris HaKosev. Xeris HaKosev, that Rosh Alav D'Chamas is also Pasal Eidus. Well, maybe no, maybe Abaye says that Rosh Alav D'Chamas is also Choshed L'Shaker. Avad that Rosh Alav D'Chamas is Choshed L'Shaker. Maybe the Chiddush of Abaye is that even Rosh Alav D'Chamas is Choshed L'Shaker as well. What is it? What's the nature of the psul of Rosh Alav D'Chamas going to Abaye? So there's an Imukai Yosef that the Ktzos points out seems to take a stand on this issue. Imukai Yosef in Afheya Medeis in Dapi Arif writes the following. The Talmud of Pasuk Habayit lo b'ina Rosh HaLechamas. L'Habayi lo habi taimim mishim daver ko'ovid hu. El ha-taimim d'Habayi mishim d'Rosh hu v'rachmona pasla l'edith t'chsiv al-toshes Rosh ha-eid. Mukhi Yosef says that according to Abaye, the reason why Rosh Alav D'Chamas is posel la'edus is not because Avera Ko'ovid. What does that mean? Not because of Avera Ko'ovid. But rather, Rosh Ahuv Rachmana Pasle. Sounds like he's saying, Slam Mishim D'Avera Ko'ovid, and therefore, there's some pagam, he's Choshed L'Shaker. He doesn't say the magic words, but that's probably what he means. But rather, it's he's a Rosh Ahuv Rachmana Pasle. That's made, it's a Gzeres HaKosov. What's the nafkamina? Zaptin Muki Yosef, Fafil Ba'alma, Bashari Surim, Bloshayach Eidus, Tafilu Eidacha Kosher Behem, Afilu Isha, Lekala Mifsele. If Abaye holds that Rosh Alav D'Chamas is Posel Eidus because of Exeris HaKosev, so where a Posel is Kosher Eidus, like by Isurim, Eidacha Ne'am Bisur, that's even Isha, even a Posel, Eidacha is Ne'am Bisurim, even a Posel. So if a Posel is Ne'am Bisurim, then a Rosh Alav D'Chamas should be Ne'am Bisurim as well. So comes the Ktos and Eos, but I don't understand. The Gemara Nivamis says that a Gazlan Daraisa is possible to this Isha. He'd be possible for Isurim Mistam. What's the Namukha Yosef saying? For Yisurim, a Rosh Alav Dacham is going to be posel, but a Gazan Daraisa, a posel is posel for Eidus Isha. Comes the Ketzelos and says, obviously you have to be Mechalik. Okay, Yosef is saying, Lefi Abba, you have to be Mechalik between Rosh Alav Dachamas and Rosh Dachamas. That Rosh Alav Dachamas is posel only Mishum Gzeres HaKosov. Rosh Dachamas is posel even Mishum Chashash Meshaker. And that's why Rosh Dachamas is going to be posel even with Psulim HaKosher. Because the only time that Psulim HaKosher is where the Gzeres HaKosov doesn't apply. Like in the case of Isurim, so Karov is kosher. In a case of Eidus Isha, a Karov is going to be kosher. But a Rosh of the Chamas, a Gazlan, the Raisa, he's not going to be kosher, he's kosher l'shakem. So if you say Abaya holds that Rosh of the Chamas is possible Mishum Gzeres HaKosov, it's Dafka, Rosh of the Chamas. But you say, but you'd have to admit that Rosh of the Chamas is possible Mishum Chashash B'Shakem. So by Yisurim, the Rosh of the Chamas would be possible as well. By Yisurim and by Eidus Isha, the Rosh of the Chamas would be possible as well. This is how the Ketzos understands the sheet of the Nemuka Yosef B'das Abai. So according to the Nemuka Yosef, what would emerge is that Abai and Rava have a fundamental machlokas. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about who is Pasul Eidus. Rava holds Dafka someone who's Choshe B'Shaka. That's why he limits it to Rosh HaLachamas. Abai holds, no, there it's Fei Dinim. There is a Din of Rosh HaLachamas who's Pasul Mishum Chashash B'Shaka, but there's another halacha there. Rosh HaLachamas can also be Pasul. That's not Mishum Chashash B'Shaka, that's Gzeres HaKosov. Abai holds there are two tracks. The Rava says there's only one track. Okay, this is one shita. That Abai is Rosh HaLachamas is based on Gzeres HaKosov. There are many Rishonim that seem to argue and seem to say that Abai holds that Rosh HaLachamas is Pasul not because there's a new type of psul Gzeres HaKosov, but rather Rosh Alav the Chamas is also Pasul Mishum Chashash Meshaker. He's also Choshe L'Shaker, and that's Abaye's Chiddush. How so? Who says this? The Ran is one of the Rishonim who says this. The Ran there, on the Chavav on the base, the Ran we were talking about the Machlokas with Nachman of Sheshes. So the Ran offers his first pshat, where the Mumma L'Tayavan, according to Rava, is only L'Tayavas Maman, or even L'Tayavah Ba'alman. But then he says no. He says, L'fikach ha-perish ha-nocha le-plukta de Rav Nachman v'Rav Sheshes lo-shaycha le-plukta d'Avai v'Rava Klal. I don't think the two have anything to do with each other. They're both machlogas and mamarai, but they two have nothing to do with each other, he says. The plukta d'Avai v'Rava, he ichoshe le-dover kal, ha-vichoshe le-dover chomer, olo. The machlokas Abai and Rav is up to Ran is whether choshed ledover hakal is choshed ledover hachomer or not. The Abai avichoshed, the Rav lo avichoshed. The shaila is someone who's choshed ledover hakal, right? Someone who's a rosh alav de chomes. He's over avera, but not chomes. So is he choshed ledover hachomer? Is he choshed for mammon as well? He's choshed to be over Avera l'te'ovan, so then, to be over Avera, excuse me, l'hachis, so then he's choshed l'mamon as well. What do we say? No, the choshed l'kal is not choshed l'chomer. Abaye says that he is choshed l'chomer, and Rabbi says he's not choshed l'chomer. Ukid yaminu l'kaman befukta de Rameh of Rabbi Yossi, devale yamum l'echol nevelos ena ra l'abrios, v'eno chomer kameh edu sheker shirah l'shamayim v'ra l'abrios. Well, what's he referring to? This idea, whether that the Machlokas Abai and Rava relates to whether Choshe L'Kal is Choshe L'Chomer, that's really the Hemshech of the Gemara. What's he referring to? The Gemara says that Neimah Kekanoi, maybe the Machlokas Abai and Rava, Machlokas Amoraim, is Machlokas Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi. Eit Zomim Posel L'Chalatara Kula Divrei Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi Omer V'Medva Amarim Shuzah Medina Nefashos Avul Huzah Medina Mamon is Choshe L'Dina Nefashos. Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi have a Machlokas whether someone who's Huzah Medina Mamon is Choshe L'Dina Nefashos or not. Rabbi Meir says if he's an Eid Zomim B'dinim Amonis, he's possible B'dinim Nefashos as well. It's like he's Huzam B'dinim Nefashos. Rabbi Yossi says no. Zeluchud B'zeluchud. He's Huzam B'dinim Amonis, he's Koshel B'dinim Nefashos. So what's the Machlokas? The Gemara initially wants to say it's a Machlokas Abai and Rava.
Rabbi Meir
who says that Huzam B'dinim Amonis is Huzam B'dinim Nefashos, he holds that Choshel B'kal Avi Choshel B'chomer. Mamonis is not as chomer as Dinei Nefashos, so he holds that Choshed L'Kal is Choshed L'Chomer. Who does he go like? Abai. Abai says that Rosh Alav D'Chomas, if he's Choshed regarding an Aveira Lav D'Chomas, then he's also Choshed on Chomas. Rabbi Yossi goes like Rava, or I should better say, Rava is like Rabbi Yossi, that the choshe l'kal is not choshe l'chama. What's the lashon of the Gemara? Neima Abaye Kremev Rava Rabbi Yossi. Abaye Kremev the Amar Amrina Mikul l'chumra. The Rava the Amar Rabbi Yossi the Amar Mikulra l'kul Amrina Mikul l'chumra lo Amrina. It's mamish what the Ram was saying, right? Do you say the choshe l'kal is choshe l'chama or not? And the Gemara is not really docha that kind of idea. It's just the Gemara modifies it. The Gemara says that Rava could claim that even Rabbi Meir, who holds that choshe l'kal and choshe l'chamer, that's only from dini mamonis to dini nefashos, because dini mamonis is rala shemayim v'rala brius. So if both mamonis and nefashos are rala shemayim v'rala brius, so then we can say the choshe l'kal is choshe l'chamer. But rosh alav the chamas is rala shemayim but not rala brius. So there we won't say the choshe l'kal habi choshe l'chamer. But fundamentally, right? What's the machlokas? The machloka seems to be whether we would say choshe l'kal abi choshe l'chomer by rala shemayim ve'eno rala bris. That is the machloka, Abaye and Rav, according to the Gemara. So says the Ran, it's not Rav Nachman or Sheshes. They're arguing about something totally different. There's a whole lumbus to explain their machloka samarai. He wants to say Rav Nachman holds that Baal Erva is choshe l'edus because he's not choshe l'shaker, yitzro tokfo. Right? Rav Nachman holds a choshed al aroy, so he's baal ha'ever, he's kosher la'edus, because he's not choshed l'shaker. He's dafka baal ha'ever, because yitzro tokfo, but without a frid, he'll be choshed l'shaker. That's why he's kosher to be made. Rav Sheshet says, no, baal ha'ever is posel la'edus, because he is posel mitam gzeres ha'kosev. He has a psul aguf on him. So it doesn't matter that he's not choshed l'shaker. If he's a baal ha'ever, then he's posel la'edus. That's the machlokas there, not where the choshed l'kal is choshed l'chomer. But what's the Ran clearly saying? Abaye and Rav are arguing with the Choshe L'Kal is Choshe L'Chomer. What does that mean? Choshe L'Kal, Choshe L'Chomer. What Choshe for Rosh Alav the Chomas? The Ran clearly is understanding. Why does Abaye hold Rosh Alav the Chomas as Pasalei? This because he's Choshe. Choshe L'Shaker. Not that it's a Gzeres HaKosev, but rather that he's Choshe L'Shaker. Even though it's not Chomas, nevertheless, he doesn't have Era L'Hachis. We're afraid that if he's a Rosha, then he's also choshed l'shaker. That's why Abaye would say that he's posel eidus, according to the Ran. The Rif also assumes like this, that Abaye is not saying that Rosh Alav the Chomas is posel because of a gzeres hakosev, but rather because of a chashad l'shaker. Chashash m'shaker, why? Well, what in the Rif implies this? The Rif gives a psak halacha in that machlokes with Nachman of Sheshes. How does the Rif Paskin? And that pay on the days then. Chazinan l'ravusa de kapasku hilchasak Rav Sheshes v'kayavi taima l'milsa mishan hilchasak Rav Sheshes b'yisuri. Nachman Rav Sheshes hilchasak Rav Sheshes b'yisuri. That's Isser. Hilchasak Rav Sheshes b'yisuri. Why is that called Isser? Isn't that the psul edus is not dinei mamonos? It's interesting. Hilchasak Rav Sheshes b'Yisuri. So it's Hilchasak Rav Sheshes b'Yisuri. So therefore we'll pass him like Rav Sheshes by Baal HaEver, whether he's Posel or Kosher la'Edus. So what's the Rif clearly implying? That if not for the fact that Hilchasak Rav Sheshes b'Yisuri, we could pass him like Rav Nachman. Now how can we do that? We paskin like Abaye that Rosh Alav the Chamas is posel la'edus. How can we say the Choshed al Arayos is kosher la'edus? How could Rav Nachman be right? Well, if not for this cloud that Hilchasak Rav Sheshes be Yisuri, we could paskin like Rav Nachman, even though Choshed al Arayos is Rosh Alav the Chamas. We paskin like Abaye that Rosh Alav the Chamas is posel la'edus. How can we say Choshed al Arayos is kosher la'edus? This was a problem that we addressed in Shir, in the regular season. We gave a number of perushim that Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes are arguing within Rava. So a number of the Talmidim asked, but how could Rav Nachman be going like Rava if he passed him like Abaye? So it's not necessarily a kasha if we really passed him like Rav Sheshes, because Rav Sheshes could go like Abaye, and that's great. Though, of course, if we explain that he holds like Rava, so then it's more difficult. But the problem is the implication of the Rif is that the reason why we passed him like Rav Sheshes is only because of Hilchasak Avaseh, the Rav Sheshes be Suri. But if not for that, we could pass him like Rav Nachman, even though this is a Rosh Halav the Chamas, and we pass on like Abai, the Rosh Halav the Chamas is Pasal Aedis. It's Tach Pilei Ployim. How could that be? So the answer must be, Lefi the Rif, again, the Rif holds Rif Nachman claims, Achashad Al Aras and Kashal Aedis, why? Yisro Tokfa. Yisro Tokfa. That Baal or Erva is different than other Averas. We're afraid that there, Yitzhak Tokfa, and that's why he does the Avera, but that doesn't disqualify him to be an aid, because we assume he's not Chashad L'Shaker. What's the Rif saying? That Rosh Halav D'Chamas would be Pasal La'edis for what reason? Not because of Gzeres HaKasav, but because he's Chashad L'Shaker. Chashad Al Arayos, Yitzhak Tokfa, he's not Chashad L'Shaker, so that's why he's Chashad La'edis. So that Rif also seems to imply that Rosh Halav D'Chamas is Pasal La'edis because of Chashash M'Shaker, not because of Gzeres HaKasav. And that's why it would have been possible to paskin like Rav Nachman, the Chashad Al-Aras is kosher, if not for the fact that Hilchos HaKerev Sheshes B'Yisurei, because Chashad Al-Aras is different. Since he's Yitzro Tokfo, we assume that he's not Chashad L'Shaker. But that implies that Rosh Halav D'Chamas really should be Pasal because of a Chashash M'Shaker. If you hold that it's only Pasal because of Gzeres HaKasav, so then We don't understand the Rif at all. And finally, it would appear that the Rambam holds this way as well. This is what Reb Shmuel Rozovsky points out in his Chidushin. That the Rambam, from the Lashon of the Rambam, it sounds like he holds that Rosh Halav D'Chamas is possible, according to Abaye, not because of Gzeres HaKasav, but rather because of Chashash M'Shaker. Where does the Rambam say this? In two places. He doesn't say it explicitly, but he seems to imply it. First of all, the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, Perek Yudalet, Halacha Hay. The Rambam says, Misha Hoya Yodea Lechavera Be'edus Hachlo Nasa Gazla V'Nasa Gazla. Hu Eino Meir Al Ksav Yoda. Ablam Huchzuk Ksav Yoda Shebishtar Zebe Bez Nekonosh Nasa Gazla Harisa Shtar Koshe. The person is signed on a shtar, and then he becomes a gazla. He knew an Eidus, he signs on the shtar, there is a shtar with his ksav yad before he's a gazlan, and then he becomes a gazlan. So says the Rambam, he can't be mad on his own ksav yad. But if huchzuk ksav yad bebezdin, before he became a gazlan, then the shtar is kosher. Why can't he be mad on his ksav yad? Because we're afraid that maybe he became a gazlan, and then he was makdim the zman of the shtar. So he's choshed lezayif. If he's a gazlan, he's choshed lezayif. Says the Rambam, "V'chayim nasa chasano, who ain't a meid al ksav yado, aval acherim meidim." Same as if he's a korov, he can't testify about his ksav yado, but others can. But here the Rambam says, "Aval bishlohusak bebezdin ela achash nasa chasano hareza kasha." Even if the shtar wasn't husak bebezdin after he became the son-in-law, after he became the korov, the shtar is kasha. Ah, let's be afraid that maybe he was mezayif. Dr. Ramam, Shinodoma, Apostle Bavera, Apostle Bekreva, Shah Apostle Bavera, Choshev Mazayev. Someone who's Apostle Bavera, we're afraid he might be Mazayev. So that's why, if the Shtar comes out before Huxlik Safiyad Bebezdin, then he can't be made. Because we're afraid that maybe it's Mazayev. Maybe he was Mazayev. Maybe he was Makdim. Excuse me. Maybe he was Makdim this man. Maybe he was Makdim this man. But by a Karov, we're not afraid that he's Makdim this man. Not choshed l'zayif. So if he's not choshed l'zayif, we're not afraid that he'll lie and be marked in the zman after the kurva, after the psul kurva occurred. So what's the lashon of the Rambam? Shein odoma apostle ba'aver l'apostle b'kreva. So you could have said that the Rambam really means shein odoma gazlan l'apostle b'kreva, because the case that he's talking about, the apostle ba'aver, is gazlan. But halodoverhu, it is interesting that the Rambam doesn't say shein odoma gazlan l'psul karov. Rather, he says shein odoma apostle ba'avera. L'apostle b'kreva, and then he says it again. Nochamo, she'apostle b'aver choshed l'zayif. Apostle b'aver. What does he say? Apostle b'aver. If we should say a gazlan is choshed l'zayif. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky wanted to say, you see from this Rambam, that it's not just a gazlan. A choshed b'avera, even a rosh alav d'chamas, as long as he's choshed b'avera, apostle b'avera, is choshed l'zayif. The psul is not a gezeres hakasav. But rather, it's a chashash m'shaker. And that's why he's pasul le'edus. And the Rambam says something similar in Hilchos Geirushin. Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin, talking about the different people who are kosher for edus isha, The Rambam in Perik Yud Beis of his Gerish and Halacha Yud Zayin, he writes, V'chin ha-posel ba'aver min ha-Torah, in ba'lahoy ba'isha shemeiz ba'ila, eino neman. Posel ba'aver min ha-Torah is posel for edus isha. Again, he doesn't say gazlan daraisa, like the Gemara in Yevamos. The Loshon of the Gemara in Yevamos, that gazlan daraisa is posel for edus isha. The Rambam says, posel ba'aver min ha-Torah. Shmuel Rizovsky wanted to say again that from this Lashon you see that it's not just a Gazlan, but even Pasul Ba'aveira Min HaTorah is Pasul for Eidus Isha. Now why? I thought we said that all Psulim are Kosher LeEidus Isha. Isha is Kosher for Eidus Isha. Krovim are Kosher for Eidus Isha. Psulim are Kosher for Eidus Isha, I should say. Right? So why shouldn't Psulim be, Krovim, Gazlan Derabonin is Kosher for Eidus Isha. And Isha is Ksheira for Eidus Isha. So why shouldn't a Russia lav the Chamas be kosher for Eidus Isha? So maybe the answer is that the Rambam Meshitasa, the Rambam assumes that a Russia lav the Chamas is posel Eidus because of a Chashash Meshaker, not because of Xeris HaKosov. And the only kind of posel who would be kosher for Eidus Isha is Xeris HaKosov. A posel Machmas Xeris HaKosov. But sees Chashash Meshaker, then we can't trust him for Eidus Isha. Okay, so these are the Rishonim. We have Rishonim on both sides. We have an Uki Yosef on the one hand who says that Rosh Alav the Chamas, according to Abaye, holds is possible because of Gzeres HaKosov. We have on the other side, we have a Ran, we have a Rif, we have a Rambam, a couple of Rambams that would seem to imply that Abaye holds Rosh Alav the Chamas is possible to Eidos, not because of Gzeres HaKosov, but rather because of Chashash Meshach. Questions? What's enough Kamina Lamaisa? Like, what does it matter? What does it matter? So one nafkamina we just mentioned, right? Actually, we mentioned two along the way, right? Eidus Isha is one. Isurim, the Mukhi Yosef says Isurim is one, right? Isurim, Eidus Isha. Would a Rosh Alav the Chamas be kosher for Isurim and for Eidus Isha? That's a case where someone who's posel Machmas Gzeres HaKosov, he'd be kosher. But if he's posel Mishum Chashash Meshaker, then he'd be posel. That's one nafkamina. These two cases, Eidus Isha and Isurim, that's one possible nafkamina. The Rambam is another nafkamina. The other Rambam is another nafkamina. In the case where the shtar wasn't huchsak savyodah bebezdin before the shtar came out. So are we afraid that he'll lie? Are we afraid by a Rosh Alav D'Chamas, by Posel Ba'Avera, if we have a shtar that someone else is not Makayim, so are we afraid that maybe he was Makdim the shtar? Maybe he was Makdim the shtar before he became Posel Ba'aver? That's the nafkamina that the Ktzos picks up on, right? That's what the Ktzos is going on. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. In Source 1. I don't have the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, but he quotes the Rambam. Avlam lo ra'u eirechad shenase gazlan lo di iklamecha shema'at aziyef echosam. So the Ktzos says that the Rabbeinu Yerucham in the Meishorim, Rabbeinu Yerucham in the Meishorim quotes a Sofik in Toisvus, Yesh lo istabik im nifsol b'shar averes shen ha'chomas im nifsol b'kach. Toisvus says a Sofik, let's say someone is posel b'avera, not machmas chomas. Would he be posel? Would we be afraid that Shema Ziyef HaChosam, maybe he was mocked in the shtar, this man? Would he be considered like a Gazlan, or would he be considered like a Karav? That's Mama Shema Safek. Is it Rosh Alav D'Chamas Posel Eidus because of Gzeres HaKosov, like Karav? Is he possible because of a Chashash Meshaka? So Zok D'Ktzos, if you take the Nemuki Yosef's understanding of Abaye, that Rosh Alav D'Chamas is Posel Mishum Gzeres HaKosov, so then Hitaka should be kosher, just like Karov. We're not afraid that he was Makdim the shtar. But as we pointed out, the Rambam, if you understand the Rambam like Rosh Hashanah Rizovsky understood it, the Rambam argues, and he says that no, Posel Ba'averus, Choshed L'Zayef, even Rosh Alav D'Chamas, some stum of the Rambam would say that Posel Ba'avera is also not able to testify about the shtar, because we're afraid that he was Makdim the shtar. So the case the Shulchan Aruch gives is only talking about Gazla. That's the first case of the Rambam. But the Rambam's final word is that it's not just Gazla, but even Posel Ba'avera. Posel Ba'avera is also Choshed L'Shaker, Choshed L'Zayef, and that's why he would not be nemen about the Shtar. And if the Shtar comes out, we don't know it wasn't Hufsuk Savyoda Bebezdin, so then he can't testify because we're afraid that maybe the Shtar, maybe he was marked in the Shtar after he became a Pasul Bavera. Okay, that's a second Afkamina. But the Pasul Bavera, who signs on a Shtar, and we don't know when the Shtar came out, would he be Neman to testify about the Shtar that it came out beforehand? The Gvura Sari in Makkos has two interesting other nafkamina to this shaila. Whether Rosh Alav the Chamas, according to Abaye, is possible because of Chashash Meshachar, or is possible because of Gzeras HaKosev. He says, first of all, what's the din if you have a cut of three Eidim? Nimtzeh Chameyam Karav Apostle Adusim B'Teila, says the Mishnah in Daf Hei on the base of Makkos. What happens if Nimtzeh Chameyam Apostle Baver? You thought that everyone was, all the three testified, and then it turns out one ate chazer, chalila. One was eating chazer, there are Edom come and say, you know, he ate chazer. He's possible by there, not gazlan, but he's possible by there. So do you say, dusim b'teila, do we say that the whole kat is bata? There are three Edom, but we hold, nimsechem em karav apostle, dusim b'teila. What kind of psul? Is this dafka Rosh the Chamas, or even Rosh Alav the Chamas? Would he be mevatel the kat as well? So the Gvura Sari wants to say that he's actually mistopic. He doesn't know. Should he passel the kat or should he not passel the kat? If you claim that Rosh Alav the Chamas is passel because of Gzeres HaKosev, then of course he should passel. He's like a Karov. It's a Karov, right? Case of Karov apostle. He's just like a Karov, so then Avada he'll be Mavato, the Edus of the whole kat. But if he's only passel Mishem Chashash Meshaker, so then maybe he doesn't passel the kat. That seems to be the suffix of the Gvura Sari. What's the Gvura Sari assuming? Let's just look at it a bit deeper, right? What's he assuming? What does Nimtzeh Chameyam Karav Apostle Dusim B'Teila mean? How does the Eidus of the Karav Apostle, how does he passel the whole kat? So as we described, in the middle of the year, there are some who claim the way this works is that the psul of the Karav Apostle is mispashing. It extends to the rest of the kat. We superimpose the psul of the Karav Apostle onto the rest of the kat. The whole kat is a kat psul. So if that's the case, then it could apply if Rosh Alav the Chamas is a real psul. If he's psul, meaning Gzeres HaKosev, so then he's like a Karav. So the psul Karva extends to the whole kat, meaning we treat the whole kat as a kat psul. But if he's only psul because of a Chashash Meshaker, that's not a real psul. Chashash Meshaker is not a psul. It just means practically we can't believe him. But does that mean it's a posel? I mean, someone might say, if he has a chashash mishaka, then the chachamim will treat him like a posel. But it's not the same as a karav. A karav really has a shame psul. Someone has a chashash mishaka, he doesn't have a shame psul. Not quite the same. So l'chor, that's the subject of the Gvura Sari. If you assume nimsech and a karav posel, this matela means that the psul is mispashet, so then, Efshem and Kenzogen, that by a chashash mishaker, it's not going to be mispashet, because he doesn't really have a psul. Yes.
The Gvura Sari for Abaye says that Vada is because of Gzeres HaKosev. He's only mistopic and things that
right.
Are
right. Oh, so I was going to get to that. So the emphasis is within Abaye, the Gvura Sari does say, like Eitan, that he holds Abaye claims that Rosh Alav the Chamas is possible because of Gzeres HaKosev. So he says Rosh Alav the Chamas, Avada is going to be Mavadal the Kat. And he says once you say that Rosh Alav the Chamas is possible Mishim Gzeres HaKosev, Rosh Alav Chamas also should be Pasul Mishum Gzeres HaKosev. Because Mistama, right, Mistama Rosh Alav the Chamas. Okay, his first step is to say that according to Abaye, Mistama Rosh Alav the Chamas is Pasul, even if he's not, even if he doesn't violate a Lav Sheesh B'Malkus. So if Rosh Alav the Chamas is possible, even if he doesn't violate a Lav Sheesh B'Malkus, then Rosh Alav the Chamas and Rosh Alav the Chamas couldn't be that different, right? Meaning if Rosh Alav the Chamas is possible Mishum Gzeres HaKosev, then Rosh Alav the Chamas also should be possible Mishum Gzeres HaKosev, because they both violate Lavim, so why should I distinguish? So he says, if that's the case, then Mistama, even HaPosel Bavera, should Pasel the Kat. He should be Mavatel Yedis HaKat, based on Nimtzeh Chameyam Karav Apostle Yedusim Vatei. He says, but according to the Riff and the Rambam, according to the Rif and the Rambam, who assume Rosh Alav the Chamas is possible Eidus Lefi Abaye only if he does an Avera Sheyesh Bo Malkus. So if that's the case, then Rosh Alav the Chamas and Rosh Alav the Chamas are different. Rosh Alav the Chamas He says it's possible mishum gzeras hakasa. That's what the Gvuras Ari assumes. Possible mishum gzeras hakasa. But Rasha the Chamas, if you assume like the Rif and the Rambam, might not be possible mishum gzeras hakasa. Because if Rasha lab the Chamas is possible mishum gzeras hakasa, and to be possible midin Rasha lab the Chamas, you have to do an aver sheish b'malkus. So then Rasha the Chamas can't be possible mishum gzeras hakasa because it's not an aver sheish b'malkus. Rasha the Chamas is nitan lehishavon, it's nitan lehishlumen, so it's not yesh b'malkus. It's not dumi l'lav l'chasim. So if it's not yesh b'malkus, then mistama, it's not possible mishum gzeres hakasav. Why is the Rasha the Chamas possible? Only because of chashash meshaker. So says the Gvuras Ari, if you hold like the Rif and the Rambam b'das Abaye, so then there's room to be mistapek by a Rasha the Chamas. Since Rasha the Chamas is possible only mishum chashash meshaker, that's why he has this kind of suffix. That maybe if he's only possible mishum chashash meshaker, maybe he won't be mevatel the edus of the kat. That's the suffix of the Gvuras Ari.
It's sort of a steer in the Rambam now, though. Because why would the Rambam possibly not Rasha lav the Chamas is only that one that has malchus? Because either way, you should say that he's going to have a chashash meshaker.
So what you have to say within the Rambam, a little bit different than the Gvuras Ari, what you have to say within the Rambam is that even though Rasha lav the Chamas has to violate an aver sheyesh b'malkus, Rasha lav the Chamas, if he violates an aver sheyesh b'malkus, has the same chashash meshaker as Rasha the Chamas. See, Rasha the Chamas, we understand, has a chashash meshaker. If he's chashed on mamon, so of course we suspect him that he might lie. But Rasha lav the Chamas, what does that have to do with money? Maybe he's not chashed l'shaker. He just does averis lahachis, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, he'll be made either shaker, he's going to go against his friend. But it could be that Rasha lav the Chamas, if he's yesh b'malkus, there could be a gzeres hakosav that if he violates an averis yesh b'malkus, that's so chomer that now we suspect his character. We're afraid Rasha lav the Chamas, if he does an aver sheyesh b'malkus, that's more chamer. And aver sheyesh b'malkus might be considered more chamer. So maybe that's the only time that we'll give him the chashash meshaker. I know it's a little bit of a chiddush, but that's what you have to say within the Rambam.
The Rambam, sort of what the Rambam sort of says, because he says that by mumar lahachis is more chamer than
chashash l'kal havi chashash l'chamer.
Yeah, when he talks about that, he says that mumar lahachis is more baal erva is more chamor because the punishment is kares. So he says that because there's a more chamor punishment, that's why you would have
excellent. Right. So that's probably what the Rambam would have to say, that if the aver is more chamor, and the onesh can indicate, right? The onesh will hint on as to the chumor of the averus. If the aver is mochamer, then he's mochashel l'shaker.
It's the gzeres hakasav, because that's what it comes from.
But the gzeres hakasav is teaching me something about the chashash m'shaker.
Right.
The gzeres hakasav is just a gili milsa. It's not that the psul is the gzeres hakasav. The real psul is because of chashash m'shaker. Right. The Gvuras Ari is not assuming like that. Right. He would be assuming that if you hold that Rasha lav the Chamas is dafka, if he's over aver sheyesh b'malkus, then that psul is only a gzeres hakasav. It's not a chashash meshaker. So he would say that the safek is only within Rasha lav the Chamas, because that psul is going to be a psul of chashash meshaker. Okay, that's the Gvuras Ari. But there's another issue that he says might hinge a little bit on this question, whether nimsech and mekarav pasul yusam v'teila applies to pasul machmas aver. And then he has the corollary. To that nafkamina is whether tchilasa l'psul v'sofa b'kashrus applies by posel machmas aver. That if someone is posel b'shas re'iyah and then he does tshuva before he's magid edus b'bezdin, before the hagada b'bezdin, so do we say that tchilasa l'psul v'sofa b'kashrus, so he's disqualified? Do we say no? As long as b'shas hagada he's kosher, then he'll be kosher. So the Gemara Bavasi says that no, he has to be Tchiloso b'sofa b'kashrus. So the question is, let's say he's tchiloso b'posel machmas averi. He was a Rasha lav de chamas initially. Not that he was a son-in-law, and then he's no longer a son-in-law, right? Or some other not psul karev, right? But he was posel machmas averi. So he's posel machmas averi. So then, would he be posel If Bishas Hagada he turned into a kosher, he did tshuva, or would we say no? So the Gros Ari says that it's the same suffix. What's the suffix? Well, if you say that Rosh Halav the Chamas is pasul, he thinks Zeres HaKasa, then he's the same as Karov. And then Tchiloso B'Psul V'Sofa B'Kashas would be pasul. But if you hold that Rosh Halav the Chamas is pasul because of a Chashash Meshaka, you could say he doesn't really have a shame psul. He doesn't have a shame psul. The fact that he would have been disqualified if he said Eidus at that time, it doesn't matter. He just saw the Maisa then. So that's not enough to say that it's called Tchiloso B'Psul. It's not Tchiloso B'Psul, so then he'd be kosher to say Eidus and Bezdin later. Okay, so these are some of the different nafkamina as to whether we learn the Rosh Halav the Chamas Lefi Abaye is possible because of Gzeres HaKasa or possible because of Chashash Meshach. I'd just like to close by discussing the Rambam. The Rambam has a very interesting sheet over here. The Rambam quotes two different psukim, but he discusses Rosh Halav the Chamas and Rosh Halav the Chamas. This is a Perek Yud of Hilchas Eidus. So first, he talks about Rosh Halav the Chamas. Harsham Sulam La'edus min Atarash and Emra Altashas Yodchem Rosh Halios Eid Chamas. Mipi Hashmua Lomdu Altashas Rosh Eid. Okay. Altashas Yodchem Rosh Halios Eid Chamas. That doesn't mean Rosh Halav the Chamas. That means don't accept a Rosh Halav the Chamas. We treat him like a Rosh Halav the Chamas. He's not a Rosh Halav the Chamas. He's a Rosh Halav the Chamas. Altashas Rosh Eid means don't accept Rishayim min Atarash. Don't accept a Rosh Halav the Chamas. Who's a Rosh Halav the Chamas? Ezel Rosha, kol she'over aver, she'chayav an aleh malkas, zel Rosha u'posel. Like the Rif. The Dafka, if he's over aver, she'esh b'malkas, then he's considered a Rosh Halav the Chamas, and he's posel le'edus. Sh'ri Atorah kara le'mukhiyav malkas Rosha, sh'nemer v'hoyim bin akos ha'Rosha. Vein tzorach lomer mukhiyav mises bezdin, sh'u posel sh'nemer asher hu Rosha lomus. The Torah calls a Rosha... The Torah calls a Bar Malkus a Rasha, so that's why to be called a Rasha Lav the Chamas, you have to be Chayiv Malkus. And this is the first halacha of the Rambam. Rasha Lav the Chamas, derived from the pasuk Al Toshes Yelchem Rasha Liosayt Chamas. Then the Rambam in Halacha Dalid there adds Va'odiyah Shish Rishayim Shem Psulim Leidus Al Bishayim Bnei Tashlum Veinam Bnei Malkus. There are other Rishayim that Abnei Tashlum and Abnei Malkus. Nitan l'tashlumin, the lab is nitan l'tashlumin, then abnei malchus, nevertheless, the pasul la'edus. Ho v'lok chimamon she'en shalahem b'chamas psulim. It's so interesting, the way the Rambam formulates it, it's like Rosh Halav the Chamas is that's the classical paradigm of the psul la'edus, and then there's also Rosh Halav the Chamas. Because it's really v'nafochu. Everyone holds Rosh Halav the Chamas as pasul la'edus. Abaye is Rosh Halav the Chamas, but that's not the way the Rambam presents it. Just interesting. So why is Rosh Halav the Chamas pasul? Says the Rambam, Hova lo kimamah shena shalahem b'chamas psulim. Shenema kiyokum eid chamas b'ish. Kiyokum eid chamas b'ish. So all the notes that Kalim asked, why does the Rambam need a different pasuk? For Rosh Halav the Chamas, he has one pasuk, and for Rosh Halav the Chamas, he has a different pasuk. Well, why a different pasuk? Rosh Halav the Chamas is learned out of Al Toshes Yodchem Rosh Halios eid chamas. So that should be enough for Rosh Halav the Chamas too. A Rosh Halav the Chamas is not called a Rasha. Rosh Halav the Chamas is not called a Rasha. If the pasuk says Al Toshes Yodcha im Rosh Halios Leos Eid Chamas. So included within Al Toshes Yodcha in Russia is Rosh Halav the Chamas and Rosh Halav the Chamas. Why does the Rambam need Kiyokum Eid Chamas Be'ish? A new pasuk. So of course, if we'd understand the Rambam like the Ktzos, if we'd assume that Abaya has two different types of psulim, there's Rosh Halav the Chamas, that's pasul Mishum Chashash Meshaker, and there's Rosh Halav the Chamas, that's pasul because of Gzeres HaKasav. So then the Rambam is Gevaldik. Itakanei two psukim, because never the twain shall meet. There are two different psulim over here. So you can't have the same pasuk. It's not the same. I mean, you could have the same pasuk, but it's not mukhrach to have the same pasuk. You could say that's exactly the point. That Al Toshes Yodchem Rosh Halios Eid Chamas, that's the Gzeres HaKasav. But Kiyokam Eid Chamas Be'ish, that's saying something different. And the purpose of the two psukim is to indicate that the nature of the psul is different. And there are many nafkaminas we describe. So if you hold that the Rambam was assuming like the Ktzos, he learned like the Ktzos, that there are Tzvei Dinim, according to Abaye, so then we can answer the question very simply. The problem is that that's against the Rambam, right? If you take Rav Shmuel Rozovsky's understanding of the Rambam, it's partially not true. The Rambam holds that even Rosh Halav the Chamas is possible, Mishum Chashash Meshaker. So then why would the Rambam need two different psukim? So the Kesef Mishnah and Halacha Dalet answers very simply, that the Rambam holds you need two psukim, Because the Rambam claims that the only kind of Rasha Lav the Chamas is Pasul Eidus is a Rasha who's a Bar Malkus. He has to be Chayav Malkus in order to be Pasul. So if that's the case, then you can't learn Rasha the Chamas from the same Pasuk. What do we want to say? That Altashis Yelchem Rasha Lios Eid Chamas is talking both about Rasha Lav the Chamas and Rasha the Chamas. The Pasuk says, don't accept the Eidus of a Rasha. Yeah, but they're not the same Rasha. If you assume that a Rosh Lav the Chamas is Pasul Eidus only if he's a Bar Malkus, so Rosh Lav the Chamas is not a Bar Malkus. So if Rosh Lav the Chamas is not a Bar Malkus, so then Altashis Yochem Rosh Lav Liyos Eid Chamas couldn't be talking about Rosh Lav the Chamas. Because that's so my Rosh Lav the Chamas. And the Rambam just told you that the only Rosh, the Pasuk calls someone a Rosh if he's a Bar Malkus. So Dafka Rasha Lav the Chamas would be Pasul Eidus, not Rasha the Chamas. Because he's not called a Rasha. So that's why the Rambam had to add a new Pasul, Kiyaka Mei Chamas Be'ish. Notice that Pasul doesn't mention the word Rasha. So Kiyaka Mei Chamas Be'ish can be the Makar for Rasha the Chamas. Because it doesn't mention the word Rasha, so it's a new gang, right? A new approach, that Rasha the Chamas can be Pasul because of a Chashash Meshaker. Right? Rasha the Chamas can be Pasul. I'm sorry, Rasha the Chamas can, they're both Chashash Meshaka. But Rasha the Chamas can be Pasul even if he's not a Rasha. See, the emphasis says it would be nicer to say it in the reverse direction. That Kiyoka Mei Chamas Be'ish is the point of departure. That Rasha the Chamas is Pasul because of a Chashash Meshaka. Comes the second Pasuk, Atashas Yavchem Rasha Lios Eid Chamas, and it tells me that even someone who's a Rasha, who is not involved in Chamas, even someone who's a Rasha is like a Chamas, right? Like an Eid Chamas. That's what I'm sure the Pasuk is saying. Atashas Yochem Rasha Lios Eid Chamas. It sounds like Kiyokam Eid Chamas Be'ish is the point of departure. Because if not, what does Lios Eid Chamas tell me? You're comparing it to something else. So we have to have Rasha the Chamas first in order to make the comparison. Even though the Rambam doesn't list it off that way, it makes sense that really the first step is that Rosh the Chamas is Pasul Eidus. Kiyakam Eichamas Be'ish. Why is he Pasul Eidus? Because of a Chashash Meshaker. Comes the Torah and says, Atashas Yalchem Rosh Leo Seid Chamas. Torah is saying that someone who is defined as a Rosh, even if he's not an Eid Chamas, he's not a Rosh the Chamas. We keep on using the word Rosh the Chamas. Going to the Rambam, it's not a Rosh the Chamas. He's not an Eid Chamas. A Chamas is Pasul Eidus, even if he's not a Rasha, but someone who is a Rasha, meaning he does an Aveira, Sheyesh Bo Malkus, so he's called a Rasha, he also has a status of an Eid Chamas. He also is Pasul Eidus, Mishum Chashash Meshaker. Okay, that's how you can learn the Rambam according to the Kesed Mishnah. That maybe both, quote-unquote, Rasha the Chamas and Rasha Lav the Chamas are Pasul because of Chashash Meshaker, but Rasha the Chamas Tak is not a Rasha, it's a misnomer. He's not a Rasha, but he's Pasul La'edus because of a Chashash Meshaka. The Pasuk of Tashas Yavchem Rasha Lios Eid Chamas is telling me that even a Rasha Lav the Chamas has the same status as an Eid Chamas. He also has a Chashash Meshaka, and that's why he's Pasul La'edus. Okay, that's how to explain the Rambam. The Radvaz on that Rambam seems to disagree. It's not clear whether he's saying this within the Rambam or he's saying his own pshat, but he says that he thinks a Rasha Lav the Chamas is Pasul La'edus even if he violates an Aveira, ain't Bo Malkus. That's what the Radvaz says. The Lav Dafka Arboim Bekatfe. Oh, let's back it up. Where did the Rambam get this from? Radvaz points this out. Where does Rambam get this idea from that Rosh Lav Dachamas has to violate an Aveira Sheish Bo Malkus? Rav Sheishas. Arboim Bekatfe Bekosher? Well, what's this Arboim Bekatfe? If Nachman says a choshed al arayos is kosher la'edus, zokter of sheishes arboim bekatfe bekosher avadi's pasul. What's his arboim bekatfe? Zokter advaz. That's the mukkah for the Rambam. That to be pasul la'edus, you have to be arboim bekatfe. He has to be chayiv malkus. If he doesn't have erish, sheish b'malkus, then we understand why he's pasul la'edus. Comes the advaz himself and says lam dafka arboim bekatfe. I don't think it's bedafka because yesh b'malkus against the Rambam. Right? I don't think dafka it's because Yeshua Malkus. Salav b'shein aloka. You go lav shenitan l'tashlumin, or lav shein b'maisa, or lav shebechlolos. Even if it's a lav that, for technical reasons, because of Xeris HaKosov, it's not dumi to lav the chasima, you're not going to give him Malkus. Kevin she'avar alav nifsal min haTorah. I think he's posel min haTorah as long as he violates a lav. Posel ba'aver, he's posel min haTorah. That's what Abai is coming to be mechadish of the Red Fans. That Rosh alav the Chamas is posel la'edus as well. You don't need Malkus here. Even if he's not chayim Malkus, he's still posel min haTorah. That's the Red Fans' sheet. It seems like it's against the Rambam. Now, why should the Red Fans say this? So he says, I'll bring you a raya. Teida the Hagazlan posel min haTorah afu b'sheina loka. Try and eat on the tashlumin. The Gazlan, the lav of los sigzlos nitam l'tashlumin. The Gazlan is not a bar malchus, and nevertheless, min haTorah is posel la'edus. Says Dr. Radvaz, you see that even someone who violates a law that's ain bo malchus is posel la'edus. What's the problem with the raya of the Radvaz? If you read the Radvaz without knowing the background of why Rosh Halav the Chamas is possible, so you could say, what's the Raya? Gazlan is possible in haTorah because of a Chashash Meshaker. Rosh Halav the Chamas is possible in haTorah because of a Gzeras HaKosov. How can you bring a Raya from one to the other? Well, because Gazlan is possible even though he's Ein Bo Malkus, so therefore Rosh Halav the Chamas is only going to be possible if he's a Bar Malkus? No! If someone has a chashash mishaker, so then he'll be posel, even if he's Ein Bo Malkus. Because what does Malkus have to do with anything? If he's a Rosh of the Chamas, he has a chashash mishaker, he's posel la'edus. But maybe a Rosh alav the Chamas, who's only posel because of Gzeras HaKosov, right? He needs Malkus in order to be called a Rosh, in order for the Gzeras HaKosov to kick in. What's the Radfaz bring the Raya from Gazlan to Rosh alav the Chamas? What do the two have to do with each other? One is posel because of a chashash mishaker, the other is posel because of Gzeras HaKosov. For the Gzeras HaKosov of Russia, Toshis Yalchem Russia, Leo said Chamas to be Chal, maybe Taka needs to be a Russia Sheesh B'Malkus. He needs to violate a law Sheesh B'Malkus to be called a Russia. But how can you say, well, because a Gazlan is Posel La'edus, even though he violates the law of Losigzo, which is Ein B'Malkus, therefore a Russia law of the Chamas also should be Posel La'edus, even though he violates the law of Sheesh B'Malkus? What does one have to do with the other? If you take Shmuel Rozovsky's pshat in the Rambam, right? If you assume Abaye holds that Rosh Halav the Chamas is also possible mishum chashash meshaker, they're both possible mishum chashash meshaker. So then there's room for the raya of the Radvaz. He says, look, Gazlan is possible mishum chashash meshaker, even though Ein Bo Malkus. So why should Rosh Halav the Chamas be any different? That's also only possible mishum chashash meshaker. So the kasha that you asked, Eitan, right? Your whole kasha on the Rambam, that why can't you prove from the Rambam the fact that he says that Rosh Halav the Chamas must violate a lav sheyesh b'malkus to be posel la'edus, can't you prove that the Rambam holds that Rosh Halav the Chamas is posel only because of Gzeras HaKosov? No, the answer to that kasha is, the Radvaz is clearly assuming not like that. He's clearly assuming that they're both posel because of chashash meshaker, and that's why he brings a raya from Gazlan to Rosh Halav the Chamas.
And he disagrees with the Rambam.
Right.
So from the Rambam, he's saying from the Rambam.
Correct.
Then he would agree that from the Rambam.
So he would agree that your kasha is a good kasha on the Rambam. Exactly. Right. His raya is your kasha on the Rambam.
Yeah.
Right. So my answer for the Rambam will be exactly what we said before. I'm just pointing out that your kasha is basically what the Radvaz is asking on the Rambam. He's not asking it, he's bringing a raya to his own shita against the Rambam. That is your kasha. He brings a raya from Gazlan to Rosh Halav the Chamas because he's assuming that they're both posel mishum chashash meshaker. So he says it doesn't make any sense that Rosh Halav the Chamas should be posel la'edus only if he violates the lav sheyesh bo malkus. Right? The whole raya of the Radvaz is built on the fact that he assumes that both Rosh Halav the Chamas and Rosh Halav the Chamas are posel mishum chashash meshaker. So he says from Gazlan you see that Rosh Halav the Chamas should be posel la'edus even though he doesn't violate a lav sheyesh b'malkus, because Gazlan is not a lav sheyesh b'malkus. So if it's the same type of soul, then they should be the same in terms of the kind of love that you have to violate. So the answer for the Rambam must be no, that the only time that we'll assume that a Rosh Halav the Chamas has a chashash meshaker is if he violates an avera chamura. So if it's yesh b'malkus, that's chamur enough that we'll say that he has a chashash meshaker. But if he doesn't violate a lav sheyesh b'malkus, it's not going to be chomer enough. He's not going to have a chashash meshaker, and then he'll be kosher la'edus. Okay.
Even if it's a little sigzel, because that's a kosher cane. That's actually chilu mamon. It's true that it doesn't have malchus, but the problem with the Rambam is that it should be kosher. That once you're going to say that you're posel, Mishum Chashash Meshaker for love the Hamas. So if it's Hamas, the Kol Shekain.
What do you mean Kol Shekain? Everyone says
if,
that.
If the Psul of love the Hamas is because of Chashash Meshaker, right. So then Kol Shekain, somebody who is a Rosh of the Hamas, should be Psul because he also has the Chashash Meshaker.
Right, so what are you saying? So you shouldn't need a second pasuk.
Yeah.
No, but again, that's what I keep on saying. That I don't think it's stuck. Yeah. The Rambam in Halacha Aleph talks about Rosh Hashanah the Chametz, but I don't think that's the point of departure. And the Raya is the pasuk he quotes. Al Toshes Yadcha in Rosh Hashanah Lios Eid Chametz. You look at that pasuk, you say to yourself, is he talking about Rosh Hashanah the Chametz, or are you talking about Rosh Hashanah the Chametz? But if you look at the Rambam carefully, he's saying that the Gzeres HaKosov is that a Rosh Hashanah the Chametz is like an Eid Chametz. So you see, there must be some other pasuk that tells me about an Eid Chametz. So that's taka what the Rambam says in Halacha Dalet. Ki yakam Eid Chametz Beish. So we must be starting with Rosh Hashanah Chametz and saying Rosh Hashanah Chametz is pasul eidus because he has a chashash meshaker. And then the Rambam adds that the Gzeres HaKosov is that a Rosh Hashanah Chametz is also pasul. But the way Rav Shmuel Rozovsky is learning the Rambam, that Gzeres HaKosov is just telling me that even a Rosh Hashanah Chametz also has a chashash meshaker. And that's exactly what the pasuk is saying. Toshes Yadchem Rosh Leos Eid Chametz. Don't allow Rosh Hashanah Chametz to testify because he's like an Eid Chametz. He has a chashash meshaker.
So isn't that the answer to the Radbaz then? That Gazan Doraisa, it's true, he's pasul because of chashash meshaker, and that's the second pasuk. The first pasuk is only talking about Malkus because you only need it for Malkus because they're Rosh of the law of the Chametz. Yes, Akasha, what do you need that? If Gazan is, it's clear that it's not just Malkus because a Gazan is included, Vadai. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, the Ram would agree that Gazan is included, Vadai. The one of Malkus is the extra Chiddush that even though it's a Rosh of the Law of the Chametz, he's still puzzled because he has Malkus.
No, but the Raya the Ravaz is bringing is that Rosh of the Chametz has to be a Bar Malkus in order to have a Chashash Meshaker.
Because
so that Raya is not Mukhruch. You could say that you could go either way. He's suggesting that if Rosh the Chametz is Pasul Eidus, even without being Chayav Malkus, right, because of Chashash Meshaker, why should Rosh Lav the Chametz have to be Chayav Malkus? For Chashash Meshaker, you need to be Chayav Malkus.
Yeah.
If Gazlan, if Rosh the Chametz is Pasul, let's take right on the board, right? If Rosh the Chametz is pasul because of a chashash meshaker, even though ain bal malkus, right? So, isn't it obvious that Rosh Lav the Chametz also should be pasul because of a chashash meshaker, even if ain bal malkus? That's his right. A Gazlan is Ein Bo Malkus and he's Pasul because of a Chashash Meshaker.
Exactly.
So Rosh Hashanah Chametz also should be Pasul. Right? A Rosh Hashanah Chametz, according to the Radvaz, should be Pasul even if he doesn't have Ein Bo Malkus. Lav She'ein Bo Mais. Lav She'bechlolos. Whatever the case is, right? Should be the same. Because if Gazlan is possible, even though it's Ein Bo Malkus, the Rosh Hashanah Chametz also should be possible of Ein Bo Malkus. So to that, the Rambam will say, no, you're misunderstanding what the word Rosh means. Al Toshes Yochem Rosh Alios Eid Chametz is telling me Taka Rosh Hashanah Chametz is like Rosh Hashanah Chametz, but only if Yesh Bo Malkus, because that's what the word Rosh means. Okay, the Radvaz and the Rambam are arguing as to what the word Rosh in the Pasuk Al Toshes Yochem Rosh Alios Eid Chametz means. Does it mean Dafka Rosh Hashesh B'Malkus or even Rosh Hashem B'Malkus? But the Raya that the Radvaz brings clearly assumes, it presupposes, right? It clearly implies that the Radvaz is assuming that Rosh Hashanah Chametz is only possible because of Chashash Meshaker. Because if not, then there's no connection between the two. So there would be no reason to bring a Raya from Gazlan to Rosh Hashanah Chametz that even a Rosh Hashanah Chametz who's not a Bar Malkus is possible. Okay, we'll stop here.